may engage myself in the menial service of a Vaishnava. Even Bhagavan Sri Krishna, at the sacrifice of Yudhisthira Maharaj, then everyone was given different services. Bhim Sen was put in charge of cooking. Karna was put in charge of charity distribution. Then he said, what service will Krishna choose? So Krishna asked, I want to choose the service of washing the feet of all the sadhus who come to this place. Therefore, one should not Vaishnav Charita Savara Pavitra. The character of a devotee is always pure. That much we can engage in their service, that much we'll achieve the mercy of Krishna. But how do you get the, how do you serve someone who will not take any service? Then one has to be very intelligent. Krishna says, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pratipurvagam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. Krishna says, one who is always engaged in my bhajan, then I give him the intelligence how to approach him. Therefore, Naratam Dastako, so in the morning, after he performs his bodily functions, I can clean that place. So here at Kadirvan, for 1 year, he performed that service of cleaning away the stool and the urine from where Lokanath Goswami would perform his bodily ablutions. Then after 1 year, Naratam Lokanath Goswami could understand someone is doing this service. Therefore, he waited behind a tree in the morning when Naratam Das Thakur came to clean that place. Then Lokanath pounced on him. I told you I would not give any initiation. You should go and take initiation from Jiva Goswami. Then Naratam Das began weeping. Oh, if a girl has chosen some boy to be her husband, but the father chooses another man, will the girl be happy? And that way Lokanath Goswami was defeated by Naradam Das Thakur and he took initiation here. Guru Maharaj was talking about this pastime the other day, that one day when Lokanath Goswami was chanting near Naradam Das, one farmer asked Lokanath Goswami for a glass of water. But Lokanath Goswami was so much absorbed in Harinam, he didn't see the farmer or hear him. So when the farmer went to Naradam Das, then Naradam Das Thakur put down his mala and gave water. Then when Lokanath Goswami saw that, he chastised Naratam Das Thakur and said, you get out of here. You are not fit for my association. You are not fit to live in Vrindavan because you gave up the chanting of the holy name, which is the highest service to Radha and Krishna. Nam Nam Abhinya. The holy name and Hari is non-different. And you left that to serve water. Get out from here. Go and give water to the person. So he sent Naratam Das Thakur back to his village. Guru Maharaj said, really, Naratam Das Thakur did not disobey the instructions of his guru because his guru indicated the people in this world are very thirsty for Harikatha. You should go and distribute Harikatha everywhere. Therefore, this pastime took place here. Especially, this place is famous for the disappearance of Bakasur. Bakasur was one of the servants of Kamsa. So he had taken the form of a crane and came here to kill Krishna. So it said, he represents the anatta of duplicity. Because a crane, he stands in the water and he appears to be meditating, but actually he's not meditating, he's only looking for fish. In the same way, Krishna says in the Gita, one who makes a pretense of meditation, but his mind is thinking of the object of the senses, then he is a hypocrite. Therefore, many people, they make some show of religiosity, some show of guru seva, some show of bhajan, but their desire is just to accumulate kanaka, kamani, and prachista, wine, women, and wealth. Therefore, a Vaishnava is the opposite. What is the main quality of a devotee? A main quality of a devotee is simplicity. Srila Gauga Maharaj used to say, sarata iti Vaishnava. The Vaishnava is always completely simple. His Upadeshavali, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the servants of a Paramahamsa Vaishnava must be completely simple. This quality alone makes them into the topmost brahmanas. Therefore, to make a show of religion is very wicked and evil thing, and he is represented by the demon Bakasur. So Krishna came here with his coward boys, and they saw that big duck, that big crane on the bank. So that crane, he came to kill Krishna. He took Krishna in his beak. But Krishna immediately became very big and bifurcated his beak into two pieces. Therefore, he was split in half. Therefore, this place is very important because by touching the dust of this place, by hearing the glories of this place, by hearing the Harikatha, then our duplicity, which is the main obstacle in Hari Bhajan, is bifurcated or destroyed completely. So just near to here is a village called Angkor. There's one shila, one piece of stone. If you rub it, it gives some black, like, what's it called? What's that stuff you put on your eyes?
Kajal.
Kajal. What's it called in English? Mascara. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you rub that stone, it gives you a black color, like a natural mascara. So one time Krishna blew his flute here and all the gopis came running. But the gopis were so much eager to meet with Krishna that they some had placed their clothes on the wrong manner. They'd put their jewelry, which was meant for their neck, their necklaces, they'd put on their ankle bells, and the ankle bells they'd put in their earrings. So much they were anxious to meet with Sri Krishna. So when the gopis came here, when Radharani came here, then Krishna saw that she was in such an eagerness to come here to serve Krishna that she had only put mascara on one eye. Therefore, here in this place, Krishna rubbed that shila, and with the black stuff obtained from the shila, he decorated the other eye of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, this place is called Angkor. Ankh means eye. Hare Krishna. So this deity here is also Balaram, is the main presiding deity here. And Hare Krishna. Can't think of anything else to say. But many times, many Guru Maharaj said in the time of the Goswamis, this place was very, very solitary. Therefore, Lokanath Goswami, he liked to do bhajan here. Take care. Isha Prabhu.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to speak about Yavat?
Yavat, here. Okay.
Well, that we might miss you on the next stop.
Okay. So, Yavat. Vat means a tree, a vat tree. So Yavat means there's also a special type of tree which one extracts the red paint which decorates the feet of the gopis. Therefore, this place is famous for being the place where Srimati Radhika resides with her so-called husband, Abhimanyu. Srimati Radhika took birth in Ravel, or in some yuga she takes birth in Brishabanupur or Varshana. But after her marriage, then she stays here with Abhimanyu and her mother-in-law and sister-in-law, Jatila and Kutila. Yesterday when we went to Varshana, it was described that when Mother Yasoda, she always has a very strong desire that my son will marry the daughter of Brishabanu Maharaj. Then when she sees Radhika, she feels the same affection for Radhika as she does for, same affection for Krishna as she does for Radhika. So when Mother Yasoda saw Radhika, then she thought, oh, she would be the perfect bride for my Krishna. Therefore, she took Radhika's hand and smeared turmeric on it. Because in India, when the girl is going, husband and girl like to be married, then they smear the hands in turmeric. Therefore, Srimati Radhika was very embarrassed, you know. What would she tell her parents? Therefore, she washed her hands, and that place became Pilipukur. Therefore, the marriage of Radha and Krishna was about to be arranged when Purnamasi came and said no. Because their astrology charts are very inauspicious if they were to be married together. Therefore, on the indication of Purnamasi, Radharani was married instead to Abhimanyu. Because if Radha is married to Krishna, then what's the difference between Dwarka and Vrindavan? Because here in Vrindavan, there is only Parakya Ras, or the unmarried relationship. Therefore, this place is very secret. Guru Maharaj said, even most people in Brajamandal, they think, oh, Radha and Krishna are married. Even before the Goswamis, 500 years ago, there was no deities of Radha and Krishna, because Radha-Krishna's relationship appears to be immoral because it's not sanctified by marriage. Therefore, a very, very confidential thing. Guru Maharaj says, even now, most people in Vrindavan think Radha Krishna are married. But Guru Maharaj said, if that is the case, then why Radharani is not living in Nandagaon? Why secretly she has to leave from Yavat to come to different places to meet with Krishna? Therefore, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his son, when that time will come when I will forget this, my material world and my material identities, and I will take birth in Brishabanupur, and I will be married in Yavat. Therefore, most of Radharani, like friends, like Lalita, Vishaka, Champaklata, all are married and also live in Yavat with their so-called husbands. It says, Yoga Maya has manufactured these forms of Abhimanyu and stuff just to give nourishment to Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Devi, here are so many pastimes of Radha and Krishna trying to cheat Jatila and Gatila to meet. Srila Shudamai said, just like in wartime, there's a shortage. Even a normal loaf of bread may sell for $100 or $200. Therefore, that much difficulty there is experienced in meeting, that much the happiness is increased. Therefore, there's so many obstacles placed by Yogamaya for the meeting of Radha Krishna. Because that much difficulties there are experienced in trying to meet, and that much happiness they experience in meeting. So many, many obstacles personified in the form of Jatila and Katila, always trying to separate Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, so many pastimes here. There's one book called There's one book called Chamatkar Chandrika, which describes to what length Krishna has to do to meet with Srimati Radhika. One time, Mother Yasoda, she was busy filling one box full of saris, jewels, makeup, coins. Then Krishna came and asked, "Oh, Mother, what you're doing?" Then Mother Yasoda explained, "I'm giving this box to Jatila, because Jatila is very greedy. So when she gets all this wealth, then she'll definitely allow Radhika to come to cook for Krishna at Nandagon." That time, two goldsmiths came because Mother Yasoda was making some more crowns for Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, when Mother Yasoda went out, then Krishna came and took out, with the help of his Priyanama suckers like Subal, they took out all the clothes and jewels from the box, and Krishna himself went in the box and locked it. That time, Mother Yasoda wrote a letter to Radhika. That letter said, "Oh, Radhika, you will find your dear most cherished thing inside this box. You should ornament yourself with what's inside." So Abhimanyu came, he gave pranam to Mother Yasoda, then he took that box all the way to Yavat. So he said, "Did Abhimanyu experience any difficulty carrying that box to see Sri Krishna, to his house? And Sri Krishna, who is the body of him in ecstasy, can anyone feel unhappiness carrying him?" Then when Abhimanyu was carrying, he didn't know Krishna was inside the box. So when he was carrying, he was feeling different ecstatic symptoms. He felt very, very happy. He thought, "Definitely I must have come out of the house at a most auspicious time. Otherwise, why am I feeling so joyful?" So then he came and gave that box, and immediately his mother, Abhimanyu's mother, said, "Take the box to your wife's room." So when Srimati Radhika saw the box, then she felt so many auspicious signs, like the tingling of her left eye, the tingling of her thigh, left thigh. Then she thought something auspicious must happen. So she gathered all her friends around the box, and when they opened it, Krishna immediately jumped out and kissed all Radharani and all her eight friends at one time, at once. Then Radhika was laughing, "Oh, really, I should follow the instructions of Mother Yasoda?" Because Mother Yasoda has said, "This is your dear most possession, you should ornament yourself with it very carefully." So they enjoyed many, many pastimes there. But when Krishna came out of the box, then the lilies began chastising Krishna. "Oh, you thief, you've taken out all the good things in the box, and only your worthless self is there. If you don't return our jewels and saris, then we'll complain to Mother Yasoda." So many, many joking pastimes happened there in Yavat. Sometimes, one time Radhika was there with Krishna, and all of a sudden Jatila and Kutila came. So Krishna manifested himself as Kali there. He stuck out his tongue and became like a Kali Murti. So Guru said, this pastime is not against Siddhanta, because Krishna can take any form. But any form cannot take the form of Krishna. Krishna can take the form of Narayan, Krishna can take the form of Ram, Krishna can take the form of any demigod, of anything. But any demigod, even Narayan or Ram, cannot take the form of Sri Krishna. Therefore, this is a most confidential place. Therefore, when we achieve perfection, when we achieve the stage of Bhav Bhakti, that time we'll know our identity as a maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So in that spirit body, there are 11 things. So one of them is place of residence. So where do we reside? Where does our spiritual bodies reside? Or we reside in Yavat. So this is places really our home. And as servants of Radhika, Rupan Rati Manjari also live in Yavat. So they make all types of arrangements for the service of the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. So we're going there next. Then we're going to Kokilavan and Chadampahari. But we'll speak about those places later. Okay.
Jai Maharaj, thank you so much.
Haribo. I got to go and hear the Katar, what they're speaking there.
Okay. We're going to call Vasanti now, and we'll listen to Bhajans in the Hindi Harikatha then.
Okay, Haribo.
Radhe, Radhe. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
Your call.